Cassidy is from a little town outside of Kansas City, but now she's living in St. Louis, loving her time here.
Yeah, I am. This is true.
She's digging it. And she just went and she learned.
Go on.
She learned all about St. Louis.
More about me.
Because she went to the Missouri
History Museum.
She was loving it. She came back and she was like, did you know that this happened in town?
Yes. It is amazing. And I know, like, the History Museum, when you think of that, like, you're kind of like, that sounds like somewhere I would go on a field trip when I was a kid. That sounds boring.
Something my parents would drag me to.
It's awesome. I just feel so lucky to live in a city where there's all of these amazing places to go. Most of them happen to be in Forest Park, and then they're free. Like, it's so awesome. We went, my husband and I went on Saturday. It was the weekend where he was like, hey, you pick what we do this weekend. He's a history teacher. So I thought, hey, this would be something that we both would enjoy. And I did not expect for it to be as wonderful as it was. And I learned a lot. Like, did you guys, Brando, you probably know everything because you're local, but.
Well, maybe not.
Do you know about the 1896 tornado that happened in St. Louis?
The tri-state tornado, that one?
Oh, my God.
It's called the East St. Louis tornado.
So not the tri-state.
Okay. Different one, actually.
This tornado was the costliest and third deadliest tornado in U.S. history. It hit St. Louis, and this is what amazed me and my husband. It cost over $10 million in damage in the year 1896. So today, that would be $4.35 billion.
Yeah. Wow. That's not a good piece of history.
No, but it's just, I mean, it was absolutely fascinating. They have
pictures?
Yes. There's this thing called the Panoramas of the City exhibit. And just to see what St. Louis looked like in the late 1800s. And what was so interesting about it is they didn't know that it was coming. They had no way to warn people.
And that's what's tough, trying to get a tornado to stand that long for one photo in 1896. That must have been tough.
Because they had that big blanket thing that went over them where they took a picture.
And then the tornado, like they're saying to the tornado, say cheese, hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I think that was before they started cheese. I don't know what they said back then.
Oh.
Something fromage, maybe. But did you guys know that St. Louis used to be a huge coffee town? Because we recently talked about how...
We made the list, right.
Of being one of the worst coffee towns.
44th out of 100.
We used to be one of the best. The James H. Forbes Tea and Coffee Company was the first west of the Mississippi to sell roasted coffee in America. This is in the 1850s. So, like,
dang it.
We were on the map for that. And this is pretty cool.
They didn't have a good slogan. There was tea bag in the city, and it just didn't go.
Yeah, everybody
coffee,
knew.
Not tea bags, coffee.
I thought they had tea.
Well, yes, but the first to sell roasted coffee. This is where people, you know, like you'd have to buy the coffee beans green, roast them yourself at home to have coffee. They did it for you.
It's too much work.
In 1845, we had 50 coffee houses just in the city of St. Louis, and at that time, there was only 35,000 residents. Like, that's one coffee.
That's a lot of coffee for not a lot of people.
Only 700 person. That's crazy.
You'll find that St. Louis's history is always dotted with the first west of the Mississippi things because it's the first city that was really kind of west of the Mississippi. So
they don't mean first geographically, though.
Well, I mean one of the first majors. So by default, we kind of get that a lot. But we'll take it, right?
Yeah.
It's your history. Take that.
I highly recommend going to learn all about the Louisiana Purchase Exposition, a.k.a. the World's Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know the wireless telephone, the early fax machine, the x-ray machine, the infant incubator, all shown for the first time to the public at our World's Fair?
Oh, yes.
World's Fair.
The World's Fair was a big deal
in
1904.
Crazy?